anything was possible. They were masters of the European continent. And now, from that never-never land of Nazi ideology, from that horrid racial core of Nazi ideology, the Nazis could proceed. They could do what they wanted. No solution was too radical for this final or total solution to the Jewish question. Madagascar was tossed aside, the reservation issue tossed aside, and Reinhard Heydrich, in the summer of 1941, began his planning. It was clear that this was going to be a radical solution. Indeed, in November of 1941, Himmler said to a Foreign Office official, a German Foreign Office official, and I quote, "The destruction of the Jews is being planned. Now the destruction of the Jews is imminent." Heydrich combined several features of existing National Socialist policies. The Nazis, who always used euphemisms, always in their correspondence, in their discussions, any discussion that was going to be recorded among Nazi officials. And remember, all of these discussions were top secret. But even within the inner sanctum, the use of euphemism was maintained. Heydrich would continue the policy of resettlement of Jews to the east. All of Europe's Jews were to be rounded up from Holland, from Belgium, from France, from Italy, and resettled in the east. They were to be transported to a new system of concentration camps that would be built largely in the Government General of Poland, but in the east. These were to be special kinds of camps. Not concentration camps like those that existed in Germany, like Dachau or Buchenwald or Sachsenhausen, ghastly, horrible places in their own right. These were to be death camps, not simply concentration camps. The Einsatzgruppen in the Soviet Union had not only carried out mass executions, mass shootings, the Einsatzgruppen had begun to experiment with poison gas. Special vans had been created and would be driven into a particular area. Gas would be used in these mobile vans, mobile gas chambers, in effect. Heydrich decided to take these three features, resettlement, concentration camp, and the use of poison gas, to reach his objective, which was nothing less than the mass extermination of the entire Jewish population of Europe. Heydrich, in late November 1941, issued an invitation to a very small, select group of Nazi officials, party officials, state officials, to come to a conference, a high-level conference, a top-secret conference, to be held in the Berlin suburb of Wannsee. It was at this small gathering that Heydrich would unveil the final solution. The meeting was originally scheduled for December. It was postponed until January 20th, 1942, in part because of the Soviet counterattack before Moscow on December 5th and 6th, and then the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Germany's declaration of war on the United States on December 11. And when it finally convened, this new transformed war was now very much underway. This was a total war, a global war, where any kind of action seemed, in this framework of emergency and ideological fanaticism, to be justified by the National Socialists for them. Heydrich presided over the Wannsee Conference. Himmler was not present. Hitler was not present. We have only very sporadic notes from this meeting. It lasted just a little over an hour. Heydrich explained to these officials how his final solution would work. Specially constructed death camps, Vernichtungslager is the German term, would be constructed in the east. mostly in the government general of Poland.